thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Really appreciate all of you joining us. Right now, we're going to go talk to a couple of gentlemen that represent the leading premium craft cannabis beverage, beloved and recommended by bartenders and mixologists. They are introducing all new hemp, all natural hemp-based THC elevated seltzers. And the products have a very unique combination of all natural hemp-based Delta 9 THC, THCV, CBD, CBG, CBN, and a proprietary blend of botanical terpenes. So in some cases, they're being referred to as floral seltzers. And I'm here now with the founders of Maison Bloom, and that is the CEO, Nathan Johnson, and CIO, Jake Wall. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on. Appreciate you taking time out.
Hey, thanks for making time for us, for sure.
Thank you.
And listen, it's a mouthful, but yes, we are forging ahead with innovation on our all-natural hemp-based beverages. It's been a really exciting opportunity to bring these together and really push the market forward with something that we're excited about, because this is, to our knowledge, truly the first designer full-spectrum hemp beverage out there in the world.
Let me break down what we have here in terms of the product itself. The seltzers are 35 calories per serving, gluten-free, vegan, distilled from all sundown sustainably sourced ingredients, including organic, pure organic fruit and herbal extracts, agave and novel hemp-based extracts and botanical terpenes from California's Emerald Triangle. Incredible. Now, you have this here as a craft flower-powered alternative to traditional cocktails. Take me behind what really stands out on this product line of seltzers compared to some others in the market.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think I've got to volley this over to Nathan, because it's been a real adventure for us to bring this to market, but specifically be producing as part of the Chill State Collective in Nathan's home state of Minnesota. So Nathan, do you want to share a little bit more about the opportunity in Minnesota and really what brought us together into your home stomping grounds?
Sure, absolutely. I really appreciate the question, and it's a really good way to start this off, is highlighting some of the aspects around the industry and the beverage specific. Minnesota is one of the rare markets in the nation that actually really embraces the beverage to the degree that it does. What we've really found in Minnesota, number one, being in the Midwest, is just the friendliness of the partnerships that really go on. You know, people are really excited about hemp beverages, what they're able to produce, and people are looking for innovative ways to supplement some of their traditional beverage consumption habits. And what we've really found in the NA space, specifically hemp derived, is that people are really looking to build on that Cali Sober movement, something that really allows them to relax, reduce their anxiety, feel really positive about what they're consuming, really embrace the better for you beverages. And in Minnesota specific, and in the Midwest, we've just really found a nice home and a really good starting point for these beverages as we roll out into additional markets.
And with Minnesota having such a history, a rich history, truly, in craft beer, it's created a different type of drinking relationship and drinking culture. With the craft beer movement, you have a real appreciation for that curated flavor first experience, as well as sessionability, two of the things that we really lean into. We take more of a chef or a vintner's approach to how we build our flavors and how we build our recipes for the beverages. These are a family of dry beverages, so they're less sweet. Same sort of terminology used to describe beer or wine, as an example, if you're catching on. And with that, we saw that, hey, here's the thing. We've been breeding cannabis for generations now for great effect, as well as robust flavor profiles and terpene richness. Hemp, on the other side, where it's been much more industrial, hasn't necessarily been bred for effect in the same manner. And so when we looked at the opportunity, we saw the white space in the market. What we realized is there needs to be a hemp offering that is more truly full spectrum, more inclusive of all of the great elements of flower power and plant magic. And from there, we worked with our friends in the grow side of things to isolate a series of key novel cannabinoids because we couldn't get it from one single plant, and instead build out a designer full spectrum experience akin to what you would normally get from a traditional cannabis strain, if you will, where you have all that beautiful whole plant experience of all of that THCV, CBN, CBG. By pulling these together as isolates and blending them together, we mimic that experience and we continue to lead with that innovation. This is just our first crop out of the gate. This is our first batch, if you will. But it's our mission to actually move hemp forward in the same sort of high integrity breeding of plant genetics so that you'll see hemp be able to offer you that same whole plant, full spectrum experience in the very near future.
Fantastic. Jake, I want to go and stay focused with you because in a lot of the coverage we're getting out there when it comes to Maison Bloom, you have been profiled quite a few times, used by Cleo. I'm looking at Cannabis Now, talking about, and we have Pride Month now coming up in a couple of weeks, the fact that, you know, Maison Bloom is a very proud LGBTQIA plus brand. And in particular, make the point about how and it's not the first time I've had the distinction where a cannabis beverage company comes out and comes forward and expresses and makes sure that's as proof of the front and center that the company is very, in that sense, really stands out for being a proud representation of brands that are representing the LGBTQIA plus community. Talk to me about, now the other thing too, is that you also worked a lot of in brand building and growth marketing, working with a lot of major brands. So it's Ehow, Livestrong, Jake Clothing, How Couture, French Bubbles, Aisha Curry's International Smoke, and the Empire Restaurants of Chef Michael Mina. Talk to me about, what is it about with the beverages here? Is there something where, I guess, from your standpoint, that expresses a lot into what goes into the brand that is Maison Bloom?
Well, I think that's a great question. There's a lot in there. What I would answer to be very direct is that, you know, we look at inclusion and diversity and really want to welcome all. We believe in a world of round tables, not board rooms with long tables and figureheads at either end. As part of that, you know, my background itself, as you mentioned, is as varied as the alphabet soup of LGBTQIA+, and so many others. And similarly, we draw from our vast experiences. We're a little bit of fashion, a little bit of hospitality, a little bit of culinary, and bringing all of that together, just like we might be a little bit gay and a little bit lesbian and a little bit everything else that we throw together. But what happens when you bring that amalgam, when you create a space and an opportunity, and in our case, a brand that's really dedicated to connecting people through the beauty of beverage. Nathan, Tony, and myself have been longtime friends and colleagues. And really, you know, going back now almost 15 years when we were younger and probably more vicarious, you know, our social construct as part of our relationship is gathering together for happy hour, getting together and having drinks and commiserating. And as we look at that in a greater sense, that's what we do so often, right? Want to catch up over a drink, want to get together and just, you know, share our sorrows, share our successes, right? With Pride right around the corner, it's really about celebrating those successes, celebrating who we are. And similarly, we wanted to create an opportunity where you've got a true better for you offering that is truly sessionable, right? It's going to give you the buzz, but without the booze. And it's going to be something that you can be proud to put in your hand, right? That doesn't necessarily feel illicit, right? Doesn't feel like you need to hide it away, but instead, you know, just like Pride says, loud and proud, here we are, right? That's kind of the vision of Maison Bloom in the beverage world. And when you create that space where we can connect and we can get together, you know, you get some of the beautiful things that is so intrinsic in the plant itself. You know, I've been a longtime cannabis consumer, and I can say I go back to some days that may predate the legal market. And for me, cannabis was always something where, you know, we would consume and we would spend time together. We wouldn't consume and pass right out. And Maison Bloom is designed for that social effect, really designed to bring us back together, to get us back in a space where we gather, we enjoy, we celebrate. So kind of rounding that out, I can't think of a better way to get ready for Pride, to get ready to celebrate, than with a Maison Bloom in your hand, which is what we're so excited to do, not only here in California, but also with our friends at Chill State Collective in Minnesota.
Nathan, I want to pivot to you now. Because in your own lane, you've also gone and worked in 20 years of experience across multiple industries, also working with famed Napa Valley vintners, also working in various products and working in building a market leading luxury fashion design house and retailer that was featured on Project Runway, featured on Fashion Police from E! Entertainment Television and other areas. But then also in your own way, and this is what points to what Maison Bloom does and what other companies in the same lane go and do, because I think it's important to not just have the traditional, what large market ad agency, something out of, you know, Madison Avenue has to have the same kind of message out there, a traditional, some conventional message that just thinks it will resonate with everybody, but it doesn't. Because, and you say yourself that you are driven by the simple premise that life cannot be lived to its fullest without vision, lifelong learning, and facing the challenges of our modern society head on by endeavoring to serve others in new and innovative ways. So the idea is that with a brand like Maison Bloom, you're changing the script, you're changing the way it's looked at, because that is what needs to be happening. I mean, we need creativity, not just from traditional routes, but we want to take it from anywhere and everywhere.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
That's right. You know, and I really appreciate that question, because I think sometimes it's overlooked. You know, this is an industry in its infancy, if you will. And, you know, just really building up around Jake said about coming up on Pride Month, the team, how long you've been working together, the careers and experience that we have had to date, you know, what we are building at Maison Bloom, in addition to our products and ultimately the vision that we are building towards, you know, we really thrive on organicness and authenticity. And so no matter who we are building with, no matter what we are doing, the team members that come in, the culture that we're building, the partners that come into our ecosystem, all the way down to the ingredients and the form factors and the packaging that we're sourcing, all of those details matter to build the brand in terms of this vision that we are working towards. And that's what's really important. And I think really establishes Maison Bloom on a different shelf in the beverage cooler, is because we know who we are. We know what consumer we are building for. And that doesn't mean that we are there for everybody. As you said, you know, we're not trying to be that commodity, but what we've learned over our vast experiences between the collective members of this team is what we're really good at, what we're not really good at, but that we can lean on each other. We have that loyalty. We have, you know, we have that trust, we have that honesty, and we know that there are those that actually really want to dabble in this space. They want to try a THC beverage. They may not know everything about it. They may not even know what it feels like. It could be their first time. It could be, as Jake said, he may or may not have dabbled, you know, previous to the legality of it. But at the end of the day, we allow people to be their authentic selves, to grow organically with the right people for the consumer that has a strong interest in a delicious product with a beautiful brand that says, hey, come over here. You know what? You can trust us. You're going to enjoy one of our SKUs. You may not like all of them, but there's going to be something that you really do see yourself consuming. You can see where you're actually enjoying that. And it doesn't have to be something that you're doing in an alleyway. You can have, you know, a nice Maison Bloom on a lake while you're fishing in Minnesota. You can have it at a pool in Guerneville up in Northern California. And so what we really tried to do with our vision is say, this is our own 2 feet. We're not going to do what everybody else in the industry is doing. We like to work with a novel cannabinoids. We like to give you the full spectrum, as Jake has already shared, because it's those details that matter to the consumer. And we thrive on that authentic consumer experience.
You know, sometimes the way we say it is that this is a product for the rebellious spirit that refuses to conform. You know, we really look at life as a vibrant celebration and one that should be done on your own terms. And we hope that we can complement that. You know, our brand is meant to evoke a sense of audacity and playfulness, hopefully inspire that in you, wake it up, and invite everyone to embrace their inner hedonist and indulge in the finer things in life, because fine things are worth it and life is better with friends. It's also better with a Maison Bloom in hand.
Well, when you look at, I'm always been fascinated with there's so many other different craft cannabis products, but the beverages here, the attention to detail, amazing. So you now have, you're working on cultivating as using specific hemp strains, robust profile of active cannabinoids, and the flavor profiles are amazing. Very flavorful, strawberry Provençal plus lemongrass, watermelon infused with pink peppercorn, peche versus along with wild sunny huckle. And then you have also limited edition for spring and summer line, a lemon cucumber and sweet basil flavor to profile. And then on top of that, these are strain specific, whole plant, single barrel. That's a lot of work to put into this. And take me through when people get a chance to go and sample the beverages, really, what are they coming away saying? What's the response?
Yeah, that's a great question. And part of what you're uncovering there is our offering in our dual track approach. And so what you just mentioned is our beautiful cannabis-based THC products. And it's been such a pleasure to work with the team at Sonoma Hills Farms to craft the first true strain-specific whole plant single barrel beverage that celebrates the plant and really integrates it to awaken those flavors that you mentioned. So whether it's that watermelon or that pink peppercorn, blending those with key strains the way we do, working closely with head cultivator Aaron Kiefer, who is formerly of Thomas Keller Group and has taken his same energy and his same monumental approach to creating the edible garden for Thomas Keller's French Laundry and applying it to the way that weed is grown. I mean, just right there, let's take a step back and think about what that statement means, right? Like that fine dining and hospitality is informing the way in which we are cultivating and growing our cannabis, right? To create richer and better flavors. And so it's been a real pleasure. And that's the thing. We're a little older these days. We're really looking, if you haven't figured out, for the pleasure seeking in life. And one of the great pleasures as you get older in life is working with truly great people to push the boundaries of what's possible. You know, 2 years ago, we set out to do this. We explained what we were up to. And you know, Nathan was our biggest advocate. And I think you had some interesting conversations with our friends at Virtosa that originally kind of stalled out, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it's taken us a while to get to the point that we're at today. You know, the team of Virtosa, as Jake has mentioned, is exceptional. They provide all of our nano emulsions for our beverages at both the cannabis and the hemp side, but they stuck with us over the long haul. We came to them with an idea. We said we wanted to do this on the single barrel, single strain side of things, and said that technology doesn't exist. There's no way that we can do it. You know, but going back again to that authenticity, finding the right partners that want to be in the mix, they want to be in the trenches, they see the value in delivering that quality product with the highest level of ingredients. And they stuck with us. And a year and a half later, we were able to roll out our cannabis beverages. You asked originally, you know, how they're being received by the market, and people love them. You know, they are, I think, opening consumers' eyes to what the industry should be and can be. And I think that's a really important distinction for beverage in particular, because, you know, it's a really interesting industry, both the hemp and the cannabis, because you still fight the same stigma of the cannabis culture that historically is ingrained in a lot of us, right? But people always know what to do with the beverage, right? Most consumers that actually did not partake in cannabis historically are still open to consuming that. And that's actually proven in numerous polls, where over 80% of legal adults in the United States want to see some sort of legality of cannabis above and beyond what it is today. And so starting with beverage, where it's a little bit more approachable, working with the right partners that can deliver those high quality ingredients that make a tasty beverage, you know, really puts a different type of drink in people's hands and enhances their overall experience, whether they're at a, you know, out with their family, whether they're at a restaurant and they see a different, you know, NA option for them in some of the specific markets. But it's really led consumers to open their eyes, to really take back, I think, and rethink some of the previous assumptions that were made historically. And so the industry is really starting to take off, beverage in particular, as people start to realize, wow, look at what's happened to craft beer. Look at what's happened to the wine industry over the last couple of decades. We've got more and more details that are coming through. People are starting to care so much more about what they are consuming and why they are consuming. And the industry is getting really exciting right now, just because that education is accelerated in this space.
We also find that our beverages are multi-generational. And that's probably one of, I think, the more unique things about great beverage, is that it's something where, you know, a younger family member, right, can pick this up. They can take it home and they can share it with their mom. We had a great run on product for Mother's Day, as an example, right? You know, one of my favorite things in our ecosystems of our consumers that we get to know is we have multiple family situations in which, you know, maybe the daughter or the son found the product, right? Mm-hmm. Brought it home for Thanksgiving or Christmas or another holiday experience, exposed the parents, the grandparents to it. And now it's become a thing that the entire family is consuming, which is a really interesting thing that, although I might feel comfortable doing that with a joint, I don't think everyone else does, right?
Right.
Wow. You know, I'd be cool hanging out with granny and smoking a joint, but I'm not sure that that's everyone's perfect Sunday. Wow. And so yeah. It's been really great to see how beverage can create an opportunity for consumption, because the stigma isn't necessarily around the power of the flower. The stigma is sometimes just around the consumption itself.
Yeah. I'll tell you, listeners, you got to take a look at the website, lovemaisonblue.com, love, M-A-I-S-O-N, bloom.com. Look at the packaging. And just honestly, the flavor profile's strong. And it is bold, flavorful to that. When everybody wants to think about any kind of infused beverages, you know, is it going to have any kind of a residue, any kind of an aftertaste? I don't see how that happens here. Whatever you're going to get is just a lot of flavor. And it really does create the thirst. When you just look at the flavors, you look at what you have there. The bottles look very appealing. It's a great look. I mean, everything just stands out. And I just see it's also, even a way, just like the bottles alone are just kind of like a conversation piece. They're almost display pieces. They look so well decorated. So a lot of kudos to what you've done to put this together. And let's go ahead and let people know, first of all, the website again, lovemaisonblue.com. And how can people also get their hands on it physically or get a chance to try it out for themselves?
You know, you ask a great question. For those in California, the easiest way is that lovemaisonblue.com website, as well as checking out local retailers or having delivery direct to home. That's for our monitored cannabis THC. For those outside of California or those looking for Maison Bloom in our all-natural hemp format, check out livemaisonbloom.com. That's live, LiveMaison, bloom.com. And that's available for shipping across 39 states, including the District of Columbia, as well as a store locator that can show you where you might be able to find it in your neck of the woods.
You got it all covered. That's wonderful. Again, CEO Nathan Johnston, CIO Jake Wall of Maison Bloom. Really appreciate you taking time out to go ahead and join us on the program. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Right, thank you. Stay tuned. We have more Blunt Business coming up after a short break.
rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm joined with the CEO and founder of Mood, David Charles. David, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Mood as a product name to go with THC products. Talk to me about, really, I'm actually kind of curious about the name and what brought that idea on to go ahead and use Mood as a brand name for a THC product. I mean, obviously it sounds it actually does sound pretty, it would be almost, I guess, logical or obvious, but talk to me about that.
Yeah, of course. So when we started really looking into this space, you know, everybody knows about indica and sativa. You know, if you grew up smoking weed in the, you know, anywhere from, you know, 1950s to probably 1990s, early 2000s, these words get thrown around, but what do they mean? And is that really all there is to it? As a smoker myself, I would be often frustrated feeling like an indica actually doesn't put me to sleep. It, you know, makes me go, or a sativa actually makes me feel pretty chill. As cannabis has evolved and become more well studied and more well understood over the decades, we now understand that THC is really just the engine, and terpenes and alternative cannabinoids are really the steering wheel. So our goal at Mood was to disambiguate all of this terpene science, all of this cannabinoid science for your average person who does not have the time or interest to, you know, truly understand these concepts, and make it accessible. So we do, our premise is that we do the interpretation, or as it's called in the industry, interpreting, and we provide users with an experience that is selected by Mood. So for example, chill mood or erotic mood or social, energized, et cetera.
Now, with that said, let's go and talk about the actual setup of an online dispensary, first of its kind. And what you're offering is legal THC products tailored to moods delivered nationwide. And there's, let's go and put into this perspective. So you're tailoring products to produce different moods and labels them and labeling them for customers so they know what to expect. And there's a number of different moods. We have body soother, chill, creative, energized, erotic, euphoric, focus, evening relaxation, social, and versatile. When you were coming up with the certain moods that you wanted to go ahead and create as part of the product line, as part of the profile, talk to me about why those were significant and those are the ones that you wanted to choose from as the full spectrum of different moods.
Yeah, of course. So if I had my druthers, we'd have 50 different moods. But the first principle of Mood and of the entire business is to give people products that really work. So I sat down with a terpene scientist at the conception and the kind of the ideation phase of Mood. And I said, hey, what moods can we plausibly peg to a range of flowers? We don't want to sell things that don't work. We don't want to make promises that we can't keep. We came down to these moods as the ones that are plausible. And these are what we feel the most accurate and descriptive representations of the full range of effects that any individual could hope to experience by consuming the cannabis flower.
And when you decided to put this together, this was April 2022, that you had a marketing colleague that said, let's do it online. Now, we've seen a lot of stores out there that, well, there's a lot of, for the people that are trying to sell either Delta 8 or Delta 9, or if it's hemp-based THC, and seeing all the different products that are out there. But then for those that don't want to go into a store and they feel like, well, it's almost like the integrity or reputation of a product is there, you decided to go online and make it where it's available to everyone to go and be able to buy within the 0.3 THC by the product's dry weight. So when you decided to go and put this together, what was it about the online dispensary that you thought you could change and build a better mousetrap?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you identified, there's definitely something nice about going to a brick and mortar dispensary. But there are also a lot of pain points. As you mentioned, there's, for a lot of folks, there's a lot of stigma. And then as I'm sure anybody will tell you, you go into a dispensary and your mileage may vary. You might encounter somebody who's super knowledgeable and super helpful and nice. And you might encounter just a total jerk who's, you know, there to collect an hourly wage and really doesn't care about you as a consumer or what your needs are, or really understand cannabis. So we thought, you know what, we can make this experience a lot better by providing a place where people can consistently get high quality products and high quality education, and also make it accessible for all of the folks who, you know, that maybe they live somewhere where recreational cannabis is not something they can access. Maybe their state has a medical program, but the medical program is extremely limited. Or maybe they live in a fully legal state and, you know, they just rather order it like ordering anything else online rather than have to, you know, drive 25 minutes in traffic each way.
Now, people go to the website itself, hellomood.co, and they go in there, they're going to see, it looks like everything you would find in a regular dispensary, but it's the possibility to be able to go and buy it online and get it delivered when it comes to Delta 9 THC gummies. Various flowers, including Afghan hash or strawberry cheesecake or Bubba Kush, smokable flower, vapes, pre-rolls, concentrates, all of that there for you. And you're able to go and do this. Plus, you have your own, not even bud tenders, but THC experts, as you say. You have all that there for you. I mean, it's fascinating that you're able to go and put this together. Are there any limitations to who can go ahead and go to the website? Anybody from the U.S. that's above age, that's able to go ahead and purchase? I mean, is there any limitations at all?
Yeah, there are certain states who have kind of gone more strict than the federal government has gone and said, hey, you know what? Delta 8 in our state is not allowed. For example, Idaho. And there are a handful of states like that. And there are a number of other states which we would consider battleground states, where essentially you have big marijuana trying to push out hemp or hemp-derived THC products. Probably because they don't like the competition, but otherwise, no. We think we're a very compelling option for most people in the country.
Now, what you also do is that you're working with exclusive growers. Your gummies are processed on a good manufacturing practices manufacturing facility. So you take the GMP practices as your standard. And with that said, what can you tell me in terms of what the product, the THC that you have right now, the quality of what it has and what you're doing to curate?
Yeah, of course. Well, the folks we work with, they love us because, we really care about having a really high quality product and we're nice people to work with. But sometimes we're a real pain in the butt. We reject products all the time. Mm-hmm. Whether it's flower that came in too small or too many stems or just really aesthetically not super nice, we reject that stuff. Same with gummies. You know, if gummies come in a little bit squished or if the consistency is just not really there, we'll send it back. As I'm sure you can imagine, it's a very complex supply chain to manage when we're talking about all the different categories and all the different SKUs we sell. But we've grown into this product range. We did not start out with this many products. We started with just a handful of products where we said we can absolutely nail the quality and 99 people out of 100 are going to absolutely love this stuff. And we incrementally grew over the last 9 months.
So now tell me, now a few other things you have in here, you have infused pre-rolls. You have definitely have edibles. I saw chocolate chip cookies in there. What are some of the standout products you have? Oh, and also THC Moon Rocks. That's interesting. Talk to me about the product line in terms of what's been really standing out and what's been tough to keep supplied.
Yeah, of course. So there are always a few strains of flower that are just hard to keep in stock. And that's by virtue of us working with small family-run farming operations. These are not big factories. These are artisanal products and they do come and go. But we've been able to work really closely with these growers. And a number of our growers have actually expanded into additional rooms and additional facilities by virtue of the volume that we're sending their way. But then aside from that, gummies have been month over month growing as a popular category for us. And we're really looking to lean into that. Right now, we're developing a number of functional gummies that we think people are going to absolutely love, all of them imbued with THC, hemp-derived THC, and featuring a number of other functional ingredients so as to cater to certain moods and use cases and activities. We're also we're leaning more into edibles as a broader category as well. We're coming out with freeze pops soon for summer, and we are in early phases of developing a beverage and snacks.
Yeah, I see quite a bit of the edibles going in here. You know, and maybe I'm just kind of dumb because I haven't been to really any dispensaries. I've just always gone to the storefront. That a lot of the products just look like, if anybody goes to your website, hellomood.co, they're going to go to the site. They're going to think, well, this is what I can find at any other dispensary. It's like, there's nothing that tells me, it's like, I can't believe I can go and buy this all online. I mean, when you even position the products, I mean, the flower looks like very high potency. It has the look of it. And I don't know how it's, if it smokes or consumes that way, but talking about, you know, where you said it's again about presentation, that it has to look good. All the stems are taken off and the quality that you need has to be above level, but you're also able to go ahead and create all these strains. Talk to me about how you're able to go and do that. Because if somebody comes to the site and they don't know it, they don't realize this is probably either Delta 8 or Delta 9, they would think it's just a regular dispensary. And they're like, I can't believe I found this store and I can't believe I get this delivered to my house.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. New strains that we're always looking to take on new and exciting strains. We get pitched probably, I don't know, 10 or 20 new strains every month, if not more. And we have an internal process for it. We're always taking on samples. We're always testing it out. We're gathering feedback. We're looking at, say this just happened last month. A grower came to us who had some really beautiful flower that we didn't have in stock. We didn't have anything like it, but they just couldn't produce enough consistently. That conversation is still going, and hopefully that grower is going to expand their operation to the point where we actually can provide their flower to all of our customers. But otherwise it's really just a function of what looks great, what smokes great, what feels great, and can they support our demand.
You've already been able to go reach out to about 150,000 customers so far. They've gone to the website, and you're looking to expand internationally. So when it comes to this, in a few years, what do you see as the possibilities as to who can go ahead and buy from international markets? And then who's going to be able to buy in general? I mean, I guess, is it the sky's the limit when it comes to who can go ahead and be able to buy? Is there any, I mean, that's what's really surprising and boggles my mind is how many you're going to do this without, not so many limitations out there.
Yeah, for sure. It really depends on our lawmakers and our democratic processes. Yeah. Most Americans and I think most Europeans, they want access to safe, legal cannabis products. So it's really a function of can we get the lawmakers to make this happen? We are looking into Europe right now. Germany has telegraphed that they're soon to propose a bill which will fully recreationally legalize cannabis next year. And if that is indeed the case and that happens, we're absolutely going to enter the German market. Right now, I'm actually in Madrid and I'm looking into opportunities in Spain. Wow. It's a really exciting landscape. And we feel that, hey, if we stick to the first principles of offering a really high quality product and making education accessible, there's no stopping us. We can conquer the world.
I am so jealous that you're in Madrid. Let me first say that. But second, I'm just amazed on the accessibility and the possibilities that you have. Because anybody goes to the site, I mean, just look at it for yourself. I'm just amazed that you're able to make this possible for so many people out there to go ahead and order a first of its kind online dispensary. Hellomood.co. Check that out. And again, David Charles, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out. Amazing work.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.